This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For more information, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Bazooka Joe Biden. Just days ago, we said AR-15 owners would be better off buying rocket launchers and fighter jets instead of owning modern sporting rifles. He decided to release his new gun control plan. And it's worth noting here that he released his plan just one day before the other Democratic candidates were scheduled to promote their various gun control notions in front of an approving audience on the national stage that was being sponsored by the gun control groups Giffords and March for Our Lives. The other big takeaway from this is that none of this actually addresses crime, but targets law-abiding gun owners instead. So let's take it topic by topic, shall we? The AR-15, he wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban, but he wants to take it a step further. He doesn't want a confiscation. No, he just wants a national voluntary buyback. And if you don't want to use your tax dollars to fund a buyback for a firearm for which you've already paid and paid taxes on, he's got a plan for that, too. He'll just need you to register it under the authority of the NFA, the National Firearms Act. You'll just need to submit fingerprints and registration with the ATF and pay the tax stamp fee. It's simple, just like the way automatic firearms and short-barreled rifles and suppressors are regulated now. Never mind, the paperwork takes an average of 9 months with a tiny office staff at ATF. And Biden says he'll do this since NFA-regulated items are rarely used in crimes. But just this week, just the week after he put that one out, the Uniform Crime Report came out and found out that more people beat people up and kill them with hands and feet or knives. He also wants to ban new personal defense weapons, and he wants you to ban your magazines. He will let you keep your rifle, but he won't let you choose to buy a new one. He wants to reinstate that. So no new ones. And say goodbye to the standard capacity magazine. That would go to because Biden believes gun owners have to love ducks more than kids. And then he makes some... This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than 3 shells in their shotguns. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Duck hunting is hunting. And self-defense is self-defense. And it also indicates that the value of a gun owner's life in the Biden campaign to you is just 3 rounds. Purchasing power. His idea of respect for Second Amendment rights is to curb it, as in the federal one-gun-a-month policy. And that's not all. He's calling for the so-called universal background check to be enforced and closing the so-called Charleston loophole, which he voted for. He was part of that. When that was put in place, he was in the Senate. So the 3-day wait, yeah, and they want to extend waiting periods to buy a gun to 10 business days. And given weekends, see, the 3-day wait is only there if you don't pass the background check instantly. That's what we were told we were getting, instant background check. So you know, if you take the weekends into effect, that denies a law-abiding American the right to possess a firearm for more than 2 weeks. So tens of millions of checks are completed annually with 91% immediately resolved. Just 9% are delayed, and of that 9%, 88% are resolved in 3 days, and 94% are resolved in 10. Just 2% of those going to delayed status are unresolved. He also wants to cut guns. They've already done this. I mean, they've done this once. They did to veterans. They've done it to people in Social Security. They want to do it again. They want to cut gun rights to those who require a fiduciary or someone to help manage their financial affairs. Trump ended that, and Biden wants it back. And then he wants to take it all offline. He wants to end online sales of firearms, ammunition, and build kits. Ignores that all firearms listed for sale online must be completed with a face-to-face background check at a federal regulated firearms license dealer. Ordering ammunition on the web would be a thing of the past, which, you know, severely interrupts interstate commerce. So, he also wants state gun licenses. He knows the federal government can't require a license to exercise the right to keep and bear arms, but that's not keeping him from throwing money at the states to do it for him. He'd push a plan to have states require individuals to obtain a license prior to purchasing a gun. And absent from this idea are the standards, fees, and regulations that would go along with it. How much is that going to cost? That becomes a racist thing and a class warfare thing. Gun trafficking. He wants us to believe that he's serious about the illegal trafficking of firearms, but he was the vice president during Operation Fast and Furious when we let 2,000 guns go across the Mexican border that later turned up at thousands of murder scenes, including that of two federal agents, and he now wants us to trust him. He wants to mandate all future gun sales are equipped with so-called smart gun technology. Why don't we just mandate that we're going to have warp speed? Why don't we just mandate that we're going to have teleporter beams? Why don't we do that? Because it's the same thing. The reason we don't have smart gun technology is because it's unreliable. It's not mature. During the Obama administration, they pushed for it, and his Justice Department found the technology unreliable, and is still considered to be technologically unfeasible. He claims the firearm industry is blocking it. No, they're not. The firearms industry would jump at the chance to have smart guns. The problem is nobody wants them. There's nobody saying, I want a smart gun. Now, the NSSF does oppose the mandate, but it's false that anybody opposes the technology. If the customers wanted it, the manufacturers would make it happen. The truth is that gun owners don't want a point of failure introduced into a gun. That, you know, is my smart ring on close enough? Is my watch on close enough? Can my stuff be hacked? Does this have Wi-Fi? I mean, what am I getting for this? Finally, he wants to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which prevents individuals from seeking liability from firearms manufacturers for the illegal and criminal acts of individuals. Which, that would change a whole bunch of stuff here in the United States. I could see Ford would start getting sued by people that were hurt in drunk driving accidents. That would be a bad the blame belongs not with the gun or the manufacturer, but with the guy with the jackwagon that does it. Yeah, not any other way. This is Biden is the same guy who stood on a national debate stage and said, "Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA. The gun manufacturers." He decided to target a lawful and heavily regulated industry that supports 312,000 jobs, earning $15.7 billion in wages, and has a total economic impact of over $52 billion. The firearms industry is a big economic contributor, and they pay more than $6.8 billion in total taxes in 2019. They will pay that much. And, the 312,000 employees, that's a pretty big chunk. And, of course, they are regulated to their teeth, so I don't see how the gun industry is the enemy here. I think the enemy is everybody who wants to change everything that is a right. Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Compromise. If you are a gun carrier, in a lot of instances, you're going to compromise. That is the nature of the handguns that are carried, concealed by millions of Americans every day. Do you sacrifice concealability to carry a larger gun in a major chambering, or do you sacrifice energy and go down to a smaller round? Shot placement is the most crucial factor, and small 380 ACPs, like the Glock 42 or the Ruger LCP, deliver great concealability. But, you know, the 380 is not nearly as effective in terms of stopping power as a 9mm or a 45. And another issue with small guns is their shootability, which is why I, you know, that for people that want to go and enter Dan's Hive Technologies thing, this takes some of these tiny guns and makes them better shooters, more shootable. And that's why a parts company like that appeals to me. So shootability is a good thing. But a small, thin, light polymer frame 45 or 9mm for that matter, while it's delightful to carry, it's going to seem sort of masochistic beyond the first magazine or so when you're training with it. I can't tell you how many people I've seen try to take a class with the little, what do they call it, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380 pistol or the 642 38 Special, the 5-shot 38 Special. Small guns that hold together, but, I mean, they're pounding you because there's not a whole lot to hold on to. One of the other compromises made is barrel length. So, yes, a 2/3-quarters barrel is generally much easier to conceal than one that measures 5 inches. And while there are velocity losses with shorter barrels, what stubby pistols and revolvers really deprive you of is sight radius. And we'll get to that one in a minute. But what if you could have your cake and eat it too? And what I'm talking about here is adequate defensive stopping power, meaning 9mm or above, with a magazine capacity of at least 10 rounds. This is my criteria. Right now, unfortunately, well, that's not true. The smallest gun that does that in a standard configuration today is the Sig Sauer P365. That's the smallest gun that does it. There are other guns that do it, but then we're getting into the most shootable of all the small guns out there is the CZ P10S. Without a doubt. But this one is shootable as well, but it's sort of a, it's in the micro compact class. And while it's not as pleasant as a full-size gun, it is becoming the next big thing. Then you get into other things, like while most of us know a gunfight is going to be at close range, there are other circumstances that arise where you need to be able to hit a 6-inch plate consistently at 25 yards. I mean, Steve Fisher proved that to me. Good sights are a must in this kind of situation, and the nubs on most of today's carrying guns are not up to the task. And this is where the continuing trend of pistols with the small red dot sights come into play. Even as carry guns of adequate power used to be considered larger, so did red dot sights. They used to be big scopes many years ago. But now, you can, the sights by Trijicant, Delta Point, or excuse me, Leupold, the Delta Point, the everything by Holosun, Aimpoint, all these other people. EOTech, everybody's got a reflex sight, you know, a little optic to go on top of it. Who am I thinking? I don't think I've covered them all, but that just tells you how many of them are out there. But red dots are becoming an accepted thing. To that end, the smallest gun I know of that comes optics ready is once again the CZP-10S. You can get that optics ready, and you get the plate to go with it, and put a delta point on it. It worked good for me with the full-size gun. In the old days, the sights were just these big gargantuan tubes, and you had a compensated pistol that weighed almost as much as an M1 carbine. So it wasn't really something you could carry concealed. Red dot sights have gotten smaller. And Springfield's come out with a new micro-compact Hellcat pistol. And they used an optic on that. And for $30 extra, you can get a Hellcat with a slide cut to accept a red dot. And that's a smaller gun. And it was tested at 25 yards with a shield red dot. So, you know, back in the days when mobile phones came out, you had to carry the mobile phones on your shoulder in a bag. It looked like, it looked like you were going to school with a really uniform box, but it had a phone in the top of it. Then they started to shrink down a little bit. Then one day we got to a phone that was about the size of a, I remember when I saw it the first time in a law office, it was gargantuan. It looked like an army handset from World War II, but it was a phone. And then that got smaller, and now we have the phones that we have today. So just as these things are smaller today, the stuff you used to have to hardwire into your truck, effective defensive handguns that give you the ability to hit at greater distance, they're getting smaller. It'll be interesting to see where the trend goes. I still prefer a full-size pistol because I really like capacity. As much as I like the STI Staccato C, the Staccato P will carry in the same holster. And I'm trading 8 rounds versus 20. Which way should I go? Let me think. I was just thinking about this. The compromise of carrying guns is, one, most people don't like to carry them because they're uncomfortable. So people go to the smallest thing they can and carry comfortably. And holster companies are DeSantis makes some very good concealed carry holsters. But the guns will continue to get smaller. I'm sort of thinking about looking at the SIG. We'll see. I just don't know what to do on that one. I don't know how I feel about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator Rand Paul, are debating on the Senate floor how many U.S. troops should be in Syria, and for how long.
If our goal is to create a Kurdish homeland and to defend it for them, yes, we need a debate and a vote, and we need authorization of force. You can't just say we're going to stay there forever. It would take tens of thousands of troops if you want to pacify Syria. It's not been pacified for 8 years. It's an utter and complete mess, and it's time we get the hell out.
Even as top Democrats are rushing to condemn President Trump's comparison of their impeachment inquiry into a lynching, we're seeing now at least three Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York, matter-of-factly compared former President Bill Clinton's impeachment proceedings to a lynching back in 1998. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. For more information, go to Aero Precision USA. .com. Somebody sent me something. If you're mystified by things that leftists say and do, welcome to my world. Sit down, brothers and sisters. What they say and what they do begins with what they think, and they don't think like you and I do. Their thinking makes as little sense as what they say and do. For example, liberal politicians can lie to your face, and then, even when they know that you've caught them in a lie, they don't have any shame about that. If you challenge them, they will astonishingly either repeat the same lie or tell a different one, and all without blinking an eye. Witness Elizabeth Warren with her repeated fabrications, one of the latest of which is that she was fired for getting pregnant, probably a lie, provably a lie, and yet she tenaciously repeats it without shame. When you and I speak, we try to have a reference point at the truth. And when they speak, their reference point is their political or personal self-interest, because truth is actually their enemy. It exposes their corruption. When they speak, their intent is to deceive, to mislead, to conceal. How do you reason with this kind of person? They say they hate violence while physically and publicly beating those who disagree with them. Then they justify their violence by calling it free speech, while calling your speech violence. They call good evil, and evil is good. Up is down in their vocabulary. They speak a language that only they understand. And the only way to learn their language is to become as depraved as they are. And I must confess, I don't listen to them. Is this a sign that I've closed my mind? Well, no. It's because I don't waste time speaking to people who fail the Turing test, which detects whether a speaker is a human or a robot. When I must interact with leftists in conversation, I've learned never to try to persuade them. Why does it need persuasion to convince someone that killing a newborn baby is wrong? What kind of mind could possibly think that that gruesome act is ever justified? No rational mind can do that. When the infamous Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann was captured by Israeli agents in 1960, it was reported that his captors had attempted to elicit some sign of remorse from him. One of the agents had remarked to Eichmann that his uncle had been murdered in a death camp by Eichmann's minions. Eichmann reportedly responded, "But your uncle, he was a Jew." And he seemed unable to recognize the quality of humanity in others. His defense that he'd been ordered by his superiors to murder innocent people was to him perfectly reasonable. When he went to the death chamber, he was probably still convinced of his own innocence. Today's Nazis are people who call themselves anti-fascists. They employ Nazi brown shirt tactics to brutalize and silence ordinary Americans and seem never to recognize the obvious fact that they're not anti-fascists. They are, in fact, fascists. We've seen the spectacle of the NBA, the National Basketball Association, which was outraged at some Americans defined sexual identities according to biological reality. They also object to Americans who voice opposition to the brutality of the Chinese government in Hong Kong. Apparently, we're doing too much free speech in here. We see technology corporations refuse to assist American law enforcement in the fight against terrorists here in the U.S., while at the same time they provide software assistance to China to hunt down and punish, sometimes by death, Chinese dissidents who seek freedom. Leftist technology producers assure us they do no evil. But when you confront them by the dichotomy of their words and actions, they keep right on talking around the questions without ever answering. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden openly boasted of extorting the Ukrainian government to fire one of its prosecutors, while at the same time his party accuses Trump of improperly influencing the Ukrainian government to look into Biden's crimes. One of their most common tactics is to accuse Republicans of the exact misdeeds they've done themselves, classic projection. And there's no end to this. It is totally futile to expect the leftist news media to cover stories that expose the corruption of Democrats. They're too busy fabricating lies about imaginary offenses by Trump. Leftist news media accuse Fox News of bias, while at the same time they openly state their purpose is to propagandize for the left. No, that's not what they call it. They call it advocacy journalism. I'm sorry. And it's been accurately said that when you argue with a fool, you get two fools. If you have to speak to one in a political conversation, state your case briefly and then walk away. And beyond that, it is pointless to try to persuade them. Show them some actions and show these actions at the ballot box. They've already seen this one time. They can't believe it happened that way. They think, surely to God, the lies could have worked. So now they're telling the lies again. They're telling the lies about the economy. They're telling the lies about, you know, you know, stuff that happened in Obama's time. They're saying that Trump did it. And it's a very transparent, it's a very easy thing to do. Critical thinkers are, there are more and more critical thinkers springing up. You're looking at the presidential, if you look as an example, at the presidential approval ratings, he's approved higher than the one in this time in his presidency. He's got a robust economy. He has proved to both sides of the aisle that you don't, it doesn't take years and years and years and years and years to get things done. And he completely changed everything. And unless America wants to go back to the old way of not doing things, which is what it boils down to, we had a way of not doing things. The only way to move the chains politically now is for one party to be in charge of everything. And that sort of makes a lot of people nervous. I don't know why it would make people nervous if the Republicans get a hold of it, because they don't really do much of nothing. But, you know, that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. I'm only going to speak for myself. One of the things that I didn't want to see happen here in the United States was I didn't want to see combat here in the United States. And I didn't, you know, I was young and I was impressionable. And when I joined the military, it was my, I wanted to do my part to keep the things that happen over there from happening over here. And now that I've done my time and I've been out and I've been over here, and I'm almost certain most of the volunteer force maybe feels the same way. There's probably other things that go into that. But you get my drift. The thing is that we may see it here anyway, and it won't be because somebody came over here and started it. It'll be because it happened here internally. So I don't want to see violence here in these United States, because if we do, then a bunch of us are probably going to go hyper-violent. We don't want to. I don't want to. But they're not going to be prepared for what comes. They're not going to be prepared for what they see. They have no idea. Let's do it at the ballot box. Let's do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I just saw this, and I am flabbergasted at it. Yesterday, I mean, I just saw this. Did you guys hear about this? Yesterday, a Texas jury ruled that Jeffrey Younger, the father of 7-year-old boy James Younger, could not legally prevent the boy's mother and his ex-wife, Dr. Ann Gorgulis, from giving the biological male puberty blockers and cross X hormones in order to chemically castrate the son, when Gorgulis insists he is a boy because of his fondness for the Disney princess movie Frozen. Coming from LifeSite News. With a consensus of 11 of the 12 jurors, the jury decided not to grant Mr. Younger's sole managing conservatorship over his two twin boys. They voted that the current joint managing conservatorship should be replaced by a sole managing conservatorship, but that Mr. Younger should not be that person. Judge Kim Cooks will read her ruling on possession, child support, and Dr. Gargulis' other requests at 1:30 Central Standard Time on tomorrow. Mr. Younger and Dr. Gargulis were in court last week fighting over custody and decision-making abilities for James and his twin Jude. Mr. Younger argues his ex-wife is transitioning James against the boy's will. Dr. Gargulis, who brought the lawsuit, was asking Mr. Younger's possession schedule to be altered to decrease overnight stays and to force his visits with the boys to be supervised. Dr. Gargulis brought the original modification suit to the court and did not request a jury trial. Mr. Younger and his counterpetition asked for a jury trial. Since Mr. Younger requested the jury trial, the jury ruled on a specific request for sole managing conservatorship, and the judge ruled on all other aspects of the petition as brought by Dr. Gargulis. She was also asking that he be forbidden from calling his son James, his given and legal name, and that he be prohibited from bringing James around people who do not affirm James as a girl. On Tuesday, hashtag protect James Younger started trending on Twitter. As Hot Air's Jazz Shaw pointed out, this court case will most likely require intervention by a higher court to be stopped. But the larger point that this was ever allowed should indicate that society has seriously fallen down the rabbit hole. You think? On a website created by the father, Jeffrey Younger makes his case for why James clearly does not think he's a female. I'm looking out for the best interests of James, my son. When James is with me, he shows no signs of wanting to be a girl when given the choice. When he's in female company away from me, he rejects a female gender expression. And this suggests the diagnosis of gender dysphoria should be reviewed by an independent psychologist. James has never had an independent second opinion. Medical and social intervention should be suspended until James' father can get a good second opinion. James is unaware of long-term consequences of transitioning gender. He has expressed an interest in having children. If subjected to medical interventions, he will be permanently sterilized. James would never be able to have children. Help me save James, Jeff Younger, father of two sons, James and Jude. Yeah, we're going down the rabbit hole on that one. Yeah. So back to our originally scheduled program. When I'm trying to check something here before I present it to you, I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to look for a couple of sources for it, and I'm going to look for certain things in it, certain key, especially names. Names are a great thing. And, well, the fake stream media, for some reason, they don't live by that rule. I don't know why. Because right now, if they're not dead, they're certainly on life support. Because they were knocked on their collective butt by an 84-year-old stolen valor fraud who flim-flammed even Fox News with her tales of wartime heroics, faux medals, and a handful of push-ups. And we are talking about Margaret DeSanti, a self-proclaimed retired lieutenant colonel, or sometimes captain army nurse, is a known phony Vietnam vet who was first exposed as such 5 years ago by something called TAH, This Ain't Hell, one of the military blogs that long ago took on the mission of guarding the veterans community from those who falsely claim honorable service. I've never gotten that. I know people that have done it. Right, I've never gotten it. There's nothing romantic about having been in the military. The military is a, in peacetime, it's a remarkably normal job. We did some things in training that, you wouldn't normally do. Jumping out of planes, rappelling out of helicopters, confidence courses, that kind of thing. But overall, it's a job. In combat, it gets a little more intense. Maggie, as she calls herself, isn't some harmless little old granny telling gullible reporters about with impossible tales of derring do. She is now, thanks to her latest exploits, a potential felon. You can take this too far. As so many of the stolen valor frauds do, when not conclusively stopped in their pursuit, Maggie kept rocking her life bigger and bigger until all the venues until finally she attained her 15 minutes of fame, fame she probably wishes she could take now. Take it back. Fox 10 Phoenix aired a video made by Honor Flight Arizona showing constant self-promoter DeSanti challenging a TSA agent to do a push-up. Have a contest prior to boarding an honor flight to Washington, D.C. is, one of the many programs. It was this bit of a daring do that brought her national fame and soon after her latest unwanted exposure. I've also met women like Maggie. Maggie's a widow of a career Air Force Master Sergeant. She's created a jumbled mess of mythical a mythical military career. I had a woman tell me one time that she was a veteran. And I approached her, and we were going to train with her group. And some of the things she kept telling me, were just strange. Because, she was supposedly in the Army. And then I saw the stuff they were doing, and I saw how she was showing how to counter an ambush. Except nobody teaches that in the military. And then I questioned her at length, and I found out that it was her husband who actually had a military, her ex-husband, and she was claiming it because she was a dependent, and she supported him the whole time he was in the military. Now, she didn't go to this to the links of this. She's awarded herself ribbons and medals for chronologically impossible service in campaigns from World War II to Desert Storm. She claims to have earned the Army Senior Parachutist Badge, which I was in the Army for 7 years. I never met one of those guys because they require extended service in a parachute unit accompanied by specialized training. She also was a command pilot in the Air Force, and that required years of service and thousands of hours of rated pilot time. She claimed to be an Army nurse in Vietnam, where she flew into combat on helicopters and rappelled into the jungle to save wounded soldiers. And that's totally laughable because that's where we got the whole idea of the PJs and the rescue guys, you know? Nurses did not go outside the perimeter wire. And the only troops rappelling into the jungle were the LERPs and the special operators. Maggie claims that the nurses rode into combat aboard the helicopters in teams of four, which, even on today's modern Black Hawk, the PJs only take two because that way they can get two or three wounded out. You can't do it with four of them. And she's truly left her stolen valor exploits exposed is in taking the honor flight to Washington, D.C., and that meant she deprived some real veteran of a seat. And not just a seat, but a hotel room as well, and the necessary meals and ground transportation, all funded by donations. And when she accepted that, she committed multiple violations of the Federal Stolen Valor Act of 2013. She also previously claimed publicly that she was a recipient of the Silver Star, the third highest valor award, a violation of the act separate from her accepting gratuities under fraudulent pretenses. At the very least, a federal judge should make her cease and desist, and then he should sentence her to the year called for under law. And she should be made to pay restitution. All of that should be made crystal clear. And if it isn't, then she should just be put in jail. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.